Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 119, verses 145 through 149. The scriptures read as follows. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. The word of the Lord to his people. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we enter your presence this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank you for reconciling us back to you through the holy shed blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for remembering us when we had no heart for you, but in your mercy, Holy Father, you called us, you saved us, you forgave us, and you set us free for your name's sake. So here we are to give you glory and to bless your name for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. We are the redeemed, and we say so this morning because you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. God, we thank you for loving us with an unshakable and unconditional love. For your word confirms in Romans, the 8th chapter, that we should be persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we are encouraged in your love, God, and we cry out to you this morning because you care about us. The psalmist said in Psalm 18:6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. God, thank you for hearing our prayer and our cry this morning as you reign in your holy temple. Holy Spirit, thank you for searching our hearts. You know what we need, and you are interceding for us right now according to the will of God. Thank you for speaking what you have heard in eternity from the mouth of God. We thank you for opening our ears that we may hear, and for opening our eyes that we may see, for touching our mouths that we may speak life, and for touching our hearts that we may love like Jesus. And in this prayer moment, we surrender, Holy Spirit, and ask that you have your way. Our desire is to do the will of God and to be conformed to the image of Christ. So we praise you for transforming us right now. We praise you for the sound of doors opening in the Spirit, and we thank you for the light of glory that is shining in all our dark places. Holy Spirit, you are releasing your restraining power this morning to cancel the flood of the enemy and the destructive schemes of the enemy. Now we shout unto you, God, with a voice of triumph, because things are moving and shifting in the realm of the Spirit. God, you are lifting the heavy burdens and destroying every yoke by the power of your anointing. The assignment of hell is canceled today in the name of Jesus, and we declare that the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. God, by your power, shut the mouths of liars and deceivers in the name of Jesus, and let justice run like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. Reveal your glory, God, and let all flesh see it together. Lord, we reverence your presence and declare that you are high and lifted up this morning. In our worship, we ask that you move even now and release visions, release jobs, release the captives and set them free in the name of Jesus. Release your healing stream, and saints, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. God, save now, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, send now prosperity. Release ministries and kingdom assignments under this anointing in Jesus' name. Release miracles, God, and make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Lord, release joy. And for those who have sown in tears, let them reap in joy this day in Jesus' mighty name. God, we worship you now. We bow before your presence and we adore you. We pierce the heavens with our praise, and by faith, we feel you turning things around right now. We cry out to you like the psalmist, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord, I feel hope rising in the spirit right now, and I thank you for touching your people. Breathe on us, restore us, sweep over our souls, and cause us not to be ashamed. Lift our heads this morning by your right hand and your holy arm, and repair the breach by your great power. God, you alone are worthy, and we bless your holy name. Thank you, God, that you are our strong tower. And we bless you now for the sound of walls falling in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that demonic strongholds are broken this morning in the name of Jesus. We speak to every demonic influence in the mind. We see you in the spirit and command you to come out in Jesus' name. Let this mind be in you, saints, which is also in Christ Jesus. And our confession of faith is that we have the victory this morning in Jesus' name. We have the victory over doubt, depression, deceit, and every other thing that is named under the heavens. Jesus, we lift up your name and decree that all power is in your hands. Your presence is here to heal, to give strength, and to break every habit and cord of wickedness that stands in the way of our holiness. Your power is released to us right now to restore the broken and to heal those who suffer silently. You hear our cries, and you have sent help from your sanctuary and strength out of Zion. Heavenly Father, we now enter your courts with praise, and we are grateful for access to your throne of grace. You told us to come boldly to your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Lord, we need you every day. We need you now. And God, we speak this morning against every tormenting and hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, in this atmosphere of faith, we thank you for making all things new as we worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, God, that you're in our personal situations, that you wrote the story of our lives from the end to the beginning. Before we were in our mother's womb, you knew us. And before we came out of the womb, God, you sanctified us and ordained us for a special purpose. So this morning, we decree and declare that we walk in the purpose of God. We walk in the ways of God. And we take authority to press in with our praise. We place our hope and trust in you. And God, we are grateful that you are our King, who is faithful to fulfill your word concerning us. And we ask that you establish your order and your will in our lives and in this world. Our prayer today, God, is that your kingdom come and that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Holy Father, we give you full legal authority to have your way in our lives as we speak and move by faith at the leading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we receive even now everything that you have preordained for us before the foundation of the world. And it is so ordered this day that what you have released from your hands, we shall receive in the name of Jesus. And we declare your glory. God, we praise you for the exceeding greatness of your power. And we are praying as one in the spirit as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we magnify your holy name. And we worship you in the beauty of holiness. We have come into your holy temple to declare that you are our King. God, you called us in the spirit this morning through the gentle voice of the Holy Spirit. You spoke life over us, and the death assignment was canceled immediately at the sound of your powerful voice. Father, we arose this morning not because of our own goodness, but in your mercy, you declared that we would go forward in power and strength because of the kingdom assignment that's resting on our lives, because of the kingdom assignment that is on the inside of us, because of the kingdom assignment that will not fail. In the name of Jesus, your power is on our lives. So, God, thank you for touching us this morning. God, you're calling us even now to higher ground. So we lift up your name, and we thank you for liberty in Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus, we thank you this morning for taking our penalty and for enduring the cross, although you despise the shame. Thank you, Jesus, for holding our faces before you as you suffered, bled, and died on the cross. Jesus, we bless you this morning because your love lifted us, and we celebrate you because you are our risen Savior, and all power is in your hands. We declare that you are holy, Lord, and all the glory belongs to you. God, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised. The heavens declare your glory, and we declare that no one is like you, Lord. We invite you, Holy Father, to sit on the throne of our hearts and to rule forever. We, Father, welcome you into our hearts. Touch us even now in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and thank you for every divine purpose that you placed in us when you made us in your secret place, that consecrated place where the enemy could not find us. So we give you glory because we are not an afterthought, but we were in your mind and in your heart, God, from the beginning. Lord, we declare right now that this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice, and our hearts are glad. Lord, we want to dwell in your house all the days of our lives, to behold your beauty and to inquire in your temple. You are a great God. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You made the earth by your great power. You established the world by your wisdom. And you stretched out the heavens at your discretion. And you are the promise keeper. You stand watch over your word, ready to perform it. And Father, we thank you for the word that you've spoken over us, that you're standing watch at every dispensation of our lives to perform your word. Your word, O God, is settled in heaven. So we bless your name for the living word that you have decreed over us this day, and nothing will stop your favor toward us. God, help us this morning. Help us to be hearers and doers of your holy word. Help us not to judge, but to run the race that is set before us. God, give us a praying spirit so we will be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And we ask that you cause us not to be ashamed, no matter what the situation is in our lives. Victory, I declare victory over the people of God this morning, because you cause us to triumph over our present circumstances, our past, and our enemies. The future looks great right now, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for miracles and unexpected blessings to be released in our lives today. We declare right now that your blessings are overtaking us. In fact, while we are praying, God, you're releasing blessings from the heavens, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we promise to give you the praise for every good and perfect gift as we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, because you are the God who will exalt us in due season. We promise not to look to the left or to the right, but to keep our eyes focused on you, and we thank you now for perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace this morning. We speak peace against anxiety. We declare that there will be no heart attacks or strokes in the name of Jesus, but we speak perfect peace and health because, God, you are the healer. God, under this anointing, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the broken say, I'm restored. Let the molested, and the tormented, and the abused say, I'm free because of what the Lord has done. And as the saints pray, thank you that your angels are standing at their mouths to receive their words. And God, we thank you for moving by your spirit right now to turn things around for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for qualifying our calling as ministers of reconciliation and servants of the Most High God. We praise you for anointing our spiritual gifts as we worship at your throne. Thank you, God, for healing the brokenhearted this morning. Thank you for wiping away tears and for releasing joy in our hearts. Father, we thank you for your report this morning because your report says victory. God, your report says it's the breaking of day and things are looking much better now. We praise you for the breakthrough anointing. God, as our cups, Father, overflow to bless the lives of others. As we go to our respective destinations today, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We simply praise you. We praise you for life. We praise you for victory. We praise you that we can call on your great name. And we thank you that your ear is inclined to our cry. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for answering our prayer. This is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, we thank you that we have the petitions that we have asked of you. So, Father, we love you, and we thank you that you first loved us. And we thank you for assigning goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our lives. We bless you because we can trust you this morning. And we promise to bear fruit for your glory. God, get your glory out of our lives. And we bless you, God. And we thank you. We thank you this day that your hand of blessing is resting over everyone right now. For those under the sound of my voice, God, thank you for blessing their lives richly. Father, do that which is exceeding abundantly above all they can ask or think in the name of Jesus. Blow their minds, God, with your goodness, with your grace, and with your mercy, with your love. And we seal this prayer in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Saints of God, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew Prayer Line. Receive this prayer by faith and believe God. Believe God. Believe God. And be encouraged this morning because God favors you and he will take care of you. God bless you, saints. Go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight.